isn't Ma Perkins, kiddies.
The Fred Allen Show, with Fred's guest Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. And the biggest court trial of the year, Charlie McCarthy versus Fred Allen. Portland Hopper, Minerva Pyatt as Mrs. Nussbaum, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And for those who weren't at my christening, my name is Kenny Delmar.
Well, this past week, the National Federation of Business and Professional Women's Clubs met to discuss the problem of post-war jobs for women. And so our question is, how do you think women will fit into the post-war business world?
Shall we go?
As one headache said to the other headache, let's take a powder. Ah, it's so quiet and restful here in Allen's Alley, Portland. But I can put a stop to that just by knocking on the senator's door.
Somebody, I say, somebody knock.
Yes, I am.
Claghorn's the name, Senator Claghorn.
I know that.
I'm from the South, way down south.
Every week.
Where I come from, when we say cotton, we don't mean no movie actor.
Now, wait a minute. Look.
Look, don't butt in, son. Well, stop blabbing.
I'm not trying to...
Keep interrupting. Try listening. Listening,
well,
I mean.
If I could only get a word.
Don't give me no Gettysburg address, son.
Now, look. Senator, slow down a minute, if you will, please. You've only two more years in office. What is your opinion... What is your opinion of women in the post-war business world?
It's got us worried, son. Senator Glass is all broken up.
Well, then you...
Glass is broken. That's a joke, son. That's witty.
Well, I know it's witty.
That's real Southern humor.
I sensed that it was real Southern humor. I'll go down there and enjoy it some week.
You ain't very quick, are you?
Oh, now, look. Senator, what do you, as man to man, or as man to what I am, what do you think... What do you think about women going into business?
I say let them go into business.
Fine.
Women can be politicians. Women can be bartenders.
Good, good.
Bartenders, that is.
Yes.
A woman... A woman can even be president.
Good.
But there's one thing a woman can never be, son.
A woman can never be?
The father of our country. Go on, that is.
Well, the senator has an answer for everything, even before you ask him. Say, I wonder if Titus Moody is in tonight.
Howdy, Bob.
Well, Mr. Moody, how do you feel about women working?
Oh, some women overdo it, Bob.
Overdo the working? You're speaking from experience?
Yep. For 20 years, my wife's been raising chickens.
And she's overdoing it?
She's in the hen house morning, noon, and night.
I see.
One morning, the rooster was sick.
Yes?
My wife got up and crowed, so the hens would know the sun was coming up.
Well, that is overdoing it, isn't it?
Last week, my setting hen got a dizzy spell and fell off the nest.
Yeah?
My wife sat on the nest day and night till this morning.
What happened?
Have a cigar, Bob?
A cigar?
Yep. I'm a pupper.
A pupper, hey?
10 of the prettiest Plymouth Rocks I ever seen.
Well, Mr. Moody owes me 9 cigars. Well, I think I'll try this next door.
No.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum again. Yes.
You were expecting maybe Dinah Schnorrer.
Not necessarily. Tell me, Mrs. Ann, how do you feel about women working?
On account of working, I am losing mine appeal.
Your appeal, huh? How do you mean?
When I'm 19, I'm having beautiful legs.
You had beautiful limbs, huh?
They are calling me the Dietrich of the Lancestry.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Then I'm taking a job in an all-girl orchestra.
Not Spitalny.
Oh, no.
No?
Blossom Blomberg and her Brownsville boogie-woogie babies.
What? Good.
I am playing Sitting Down, the cello.
Oh, the cello, huh?
For 5 years, every night, I'm sitting with between my knees the cello.
For 5 years?
One night, I'm looking on my beautiful legs in the mirror. Yikes.
You mean
I'm playing the cello, I am bow-legged.
God.
It's looking like incessantly I am riding a horse.
And today with your bow legs?
Instead of the Dietrich of the Lancestry.
Yes?
They are calling me Hopalong Nussbaum.
Well, here we are at the last house in the alley. I wonder if anyone's home here tonight.
Oh, it's you again.
Ah, McGee and McGee, our songwriters. What's new, boys?
We got a great mother song. It's a sensation.
What is your mother song called?
You remind me of my mother because you are my mother. Mother, oh, mother of mine.
Now, wait a minute. You ought to write something for the senator, boys, when you get a chance. Look, fellas, tonight I'm down here in Allen's Alley getting reactions to women working.
We got just the song you want.
About women working, how does it go?
Hit it, Jim.
My grandma's working on the railroad. My mother drives a hack. My sisters help her to a sandhog. My aunt's a steeplejack, a steeplejack. My mother-in-law is now a bookie. But you won't hear me stop, 'cause I'll be leading the life of Riley when I get my wife a job.
Thank you. And now, from the musically ridiculous McGee and McGee, we go to the melodic sublime, the five DeMarco sisters. With Maestro Al Goodman safely atop his podium conducting, the kids sing California Sunbeam.
From all that I hear, the weather is clear, and heaven's waiting at the other end. Oh, ain't it a treat to ride the California Sunbeam? Got coffee and cake, keep me awake, till I see heaven at the other end. Don't know whether it's morning, whether it's the morning star, little do. Holding back from now, we can hear the old bell singing. Can beat the good old California Sunbeam. In a minute or two, we'll be speaking out through the Milky Way across the Milky Farm. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, my friend, here's where my nightmare ends. Oh, California Sunbeam, fly me to my baby back home. Holy mackerel, we can hear the old bells singing. That California Sunbeam. In a minute or two, we'll be streaking on through the Milky Way across the Sleepy Farm. Dooley dooley doo, my friend. Here's where my nightmare ends. California Sunbeam. Fly me to my baby. Back
lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, somebody knows you will be
your hands and say, it's gonna be a great day.
Al Goodman has just made a first payment on I'll Buy That Dream. It was hardly worth his while going to sleep to get so little music.
Mr. Allen.
Yes, Portland.
Did Charlie McCarthy sue you last week?
Did he sue me? Yes, Portland. My trial was bigger than the Dreyfus case. Dreyfus was there and told me himself through an old interpreter.
What happened?
Well, last Sunday, as you remember, Charlie McCarthy's lawyer served me with a subpoena. I got down to the courtroom even before the judge. And as I came in, I saw a mob of reporters around McCarthy. The reporters were saying...
How are you handling the problem?
What is going
on? Yeah,
gentlemen, gentlemen, please, one at a time.
One statement, Mr. McCarthy, please.
Yeah, well, just tell the world I'm a poor defenseless lad looking to the court for justice. Not that, Ava. You know, that's... Poor defenseless lad. There won't be a dry eye in the joint yet.
So isn't this Fred Allen coming?
Yeah, that's the swindler. I'll habeas his corpus. I'll mow him down.
Now close that knothole you're talking through, yeah. McCarthy, or I'll pull your arms off and use them for chopsticks.
Go peddle your margarine, baggy face.
Now, quiet, quiet. If I give you a hot throat from the knees down, you'll be charcoal.
Your father's mustache.
Your father's mustache. You can't.
Quiet, the judge is coming into court.
Hear ye, the court will rise. His Honor, Judge McEaster.
Order in the court. What's the fight case?
Charlie McCarthy versus Fred Allen.
Here, let's get going. What's the charge?
The plaintiff McCarthy claims that after he auditioned with Allen, the defendant Allen took the show alone, thereby swindling, mulking, bilking, and diddling said plaintiff out of his rightful share of the profit.
The plaintiff
is suing for damage. He alleged...
I've heard enough. McCarthy, take the stand.
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you the plaintiff?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm Charlie McCarthy.
Why, you're only a little kid.
Yes, Your Honor. I'm just a poor defenseless lad looking to the court for justice. I'm a gomber.
Great. Is the defendant in court?
That's the skunk over there, Your
now,
Honor.
Now, who's a skunk? Why, you woodpecker's hors d'oeuvre.
Your father's goatee.
Your mother's sideburns.
What do you think this is, a longshoreman's meeting?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. This big bully frightened me.
Your Honor?
Shut up, you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, chiseling this poor innocent kid out of his money.
Your Honor, I...
Quiet! You're guilty, Ellen.
Guilty? You haven't even tried the case yet.
Oh, yeah? It'll only take a minute, wise guy. Hey, kid, what happened?
Well... He gave me the Cornish hug.
Why, that dirty sneak thief.
Yes, sir.
Have you got any witnesses, kid?
Yes, Your Honor. Ray Noble.
Ray Noble in court? Yes, here I jolly well have, and all that sort of judicial nonsense, you know.
Mr. Noble, where were you on the night of October 21st?
Well, frankly, I don't recall, old prune. But while I have the floor, I would like to say a few words about continuing lend lease. Now...
I object! I object! I object! Pipe down! Proceed, kid.
Ray?
Yes, Charlie.
Remember the night this sneak Alan came over to our program?
Do I?
Yeah.
Why, that was the night I took out that debutante I met at the automat.
Yeah.
Yes, we made a night of it.
Yeah.
Liggets, you know, to all hours. And then a minuet or two at Roseland.
Yeah.
And then we topped it off with a ride through Central Park at dawn. Charlie, I put my arms around her.
I object.
Amazing. That's exactly what she did, old bun. I don't know.
Good work, Ray. Good work.
Are you through with the witness, McCarthy?
Yes, Your Honor. You're a witness, Alan.
Good. Now, Mr. Noble, isn't it true...
Next witness!
Next witness? I haven't even had a chance.
One more blab out of your big mouth. One more blab and I'll throw you in the clink.
I'm being railroaded.
Why, you, if I had something on under this robe, I'd take it off and come down there.
I dare you to.
Quiet. I got a good mind to try putting me gravel in your mouth for size. Next witness.
I just
lost me, Mr. Bergen.
That's you.
Ew.
Yeah, the witness, the witness looks as if he's half asleep.
Well, I just woke up, Phil. Where am I?
You're in court.
Oh. Well, guilty, Your Honor.
You ain't on trial, stupid. What's your name?
Well, it's, my name is, you sort of caught me off my guard, I mean. Mortimer Snurd, yeah.
Yeah, raise your right hand.
Yeah, the right hand, which is right hand. Right. Well, point it out and I'll raise it.
All right. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
No, sir. No, Mortimer, nobody's going to trap me.
I object. Your Honor, may I ask this witness just one question?
Well, do you think you can handle him, Snurd?
Let me at him, Judge. He's my meat.
Mortimer Snurd, isn't it a fact that you are unfit to testify?
Well, I don't.
Isn't it common knowledge that you are a chowderhead?
No.
A moron junior grade? And a dehydrated nincompoop?
Hey, Mr. Bergen, yeah, he's got me cornered, hasn't he?
Judge, if this is a trial...
Quiet, pest. Stand down, Snurd.
Oh, I did the best I could, Mr. Bergen. Yes, I know. He was just too quick for me.
Yeah, nice going, Snurd. This testimony's been pretty damaging, Alan. Before I sentence this sphinx, Mr. McCarthy, how about you summing up just for the record?
Well, Your Honor, my story is the oft-told tale. The innocent youth led astray by the honeyed words of a chiseling lowlife.
I object!
Yes. Objection ignored! Proceed, kid.
Thank you. I was happy. I had a kind friend in Mr. Bergen. And then this snake, this dirty...
I object!
Yes.
Save your breath, Alan.
Yes.
Pour it on, kid.
Yes. I arranged for us to meet a sponsor, and then this...
And
guy.
Then, yes. Your Honor, and then we auditioned.
Yes.
The sponsor said that this talking stump had absolutely no talent. So, naturally, I got the job.
Quiet, Alan, quiet. You got him in a hot seat, kid. Turn on the juice.
Yes. Humiliated, broken in spirits, I went back to my cursed and only friend, Mr. Bergen.
Dear Charlie.
Dear Edgar.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I object.
Order in the court. One more peep out of you, Alan, and I'm taking off this robe regardless.
I dare you, Judge.
What damages are you asking, McCarthy?
Well, I was... you see, I was swindled out of the program.
Yeah?
And I was libeled and slandered.
Yeah?
My reputation was damaged beyond words and beyond repair.
How much do you want, kid?
Well, would $14 be too much, Your Honor?
$14? You got this jerk over a barrel. Make it a round number, $200.
$200? Benedict Arnold got a fairer trial than this.
Order in the court. Alan, I'm finding you guilty. I'm awarding the kid $200.
But, Your Honor...
Yeah, 200 smackers, meathead. Get it up. Get it up.
But, Judge, before you stands no hardened criminal, I have no record. As a boy in Boston, my father was known as Honest Fred. I was Honest Fred the Second.
Honest Fred? And you say you come from Boston?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you the little Fred Allen who used to live in the stable back of Paul Revere's house?
Yes, Judge McKeister.
Honest Fred, don't you recognize me?
No, Judge.
Wait, I'll take me to pay off. There. You know me now?
Pinhead McKeister.
Hiya, Freddy, old boy.
Gosh, Pinhead, you a judge?
Yeah, ain't it a laugh?
Pinhead McKeister.
Yeah, say Fred about that money I still owe
you. Oh, forget it, Pinhead. What's mine is yours.
Ah, gee, Fred, you're okay.
Your Honor, I...
Shut up, you little runt! You know, one more outburst out of you, and I'll have you sawed up into dominoes.
Don't look now, Bergen, but something happened to that $200, Honor.
Judge, I have important evidence.
Your Honor, I've been thinking perhaps this whole suit was too hasty. Let's forget the whole thing.
No, he can't, Your Honor. He can't drop this case.
Huh?
I have a paper here, Judge.
Oh, Fred, let bygones be bygones. Now, come on, all together, huh? Should all acquaintance...
Quiet! Go ahead, Honest Fred.
I will prove, Your Honor... I will prove, Your Honor, that Charlie McCarthy is not a poor, defenseless lad.
No.
Charlie McCarthy is the most dangerous mind in America today.
Should all acquaintance...
Quiet! Oh. Quiet! Mr. Bergen, did you know McCarthy was plotting a campaign to dominate the entire radio industry?
Not little old me, no, sir.
Yes, little old subversive you. You don't know, Charlie McCarthy, that I found this document with your nefarious plan in your dressing room.
Give me that paper, Charlie.
Should all acquaintance...
Quiet! Quiet! Listen to this, Edgar, and I quote from Charlie McCarthy's secret white paper here. The Charlie McCarthy Radio Empire.
Should all acquaintance be...
Quiet, you monopolist.
Go ahead, Fred, go ahead.
From there, McCarthy was going to muscle in on the entire radio industry, Edgar. Listen to this lineup of radio shows he had planned. We the McCarthys, Young Dr. McCarthy, Charlie's Other Wife, One Man's McCarthy, Just Plain Charlie, McCarthy Faces Life, Breakfast with Charlie. Edgar, it goes right down the line to News with Gabriel McCarthy.
Lovely out. I think I'll take a ramble into Wildwood. Gangway!
Grab him, bailiff. Bring the little crumb here to the Bar of Justice.
Your Honor, the Charlie McCarthy cartel is too big for this court. It's a case for the FBI.
Not a federal rat, fellas. Don't call John Edgar.
A foul, conniving fiend who would take over the entire radio industry, ruthlessly tramping all in his path.
Dear Edgar, dear Mr. Bergen.
Quiet, you monster.
McCarthy, I'm holding you on federal charges of violating the Sherman Antitrust Act, violating the principles of the San Francisco Conference, and conspiring to start another war.
Bergen, Alan, mercy, Judge. Mercy, mercy.
Yeah, what'll I do with him, Honest Fred? Give him life?
Well, I'm not vindictive, Pinhead. Let Mr. Bergen decide his punishment.
Okay. McCarthy, let this be a lesson to you. I'm paroling you into custody of Mr. Bergen. Case dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, thank you.
Now, Charlie, from now on, you're going to think of nothing but your schoolwork.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to respect your elders.
Always, Mr. Bergen.
And you're going to apologize to Mr. Allen. I love you. I apologize to that dirty rat.
Now, why? I'll split you up the middle and make you a clothespin, young man.
Father's mustache.
Ah, your grandmother's baby. You can't pull that stuff on me.
No.
Now, wait a minute. Let him do it.
Fred Allen will be back again next week at the same time. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.